Last time on Paint It Black.
My week was pretty good. I got a funny story, I guess. I got a Amazon Echo. It's like one of those Bluetooth players, right? So I'm cooking last night. I ended up not realizing that I left it on, right? So, sleeping, wake up the next morning, and sometimes you gotta get that pre-morning jack, just so I can wake up face the day. But anyway, yeah. So I'm going at it, and I realized I got no volume on my phone. I'm like, what the fuck? And like, I put it all the way up, and like, I am blasting porn downstairs. Like, it is going off, right?
Nice.
And like, Ken texts me right as I realize what's happening. Right. So I'm shutting it off. And Ken's just like, your porn is blasting, brother. I'm on my way to work. And I had to get this, like, half-stiff jack off because I'm thinking about Ken at this point, sort of, because he's like, I'm laughing and jacking. I'm like, right? So, I ended up getting this weak nut out, and I faced the day kind of like, didn't get all the cobwebs out. Got enough to face the day, though. Kangaroos are flopping
thing.
With fucking big fat dongs.
Yeah.
So it's like, hippity hop, and then it's like slapped on the pouch.
Not only are they fucking ripped out of their minds, but they're packing heat.
Dude, the kangaroo is the most vicious animal in the world because it kicks, it punches, and it's got a big floppy dong.
That's a little word association. Do it. All right. Lou, we'll start with you.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Sure.
Boring.
You.
Oh, shit!
I'm trying to think of anything.
Allow me. Can I haven't done, nobody's done this anymore.
The Pomeranians, like yeah. they're oblivious to the fact that
I don't
tiny.
Speak yappy dog, but they're yeah. saying some shit.
It's all like and then the pitbull. Steamboats, all types of Irish shit.
Steamboats.
Irish. Oh, those legendary Irish steamboats.
Steamers.
There's one thing I know about the Irish. It's they love their drink, and they got their steamboats.
Yeah. Oh, chit-chit-chit-chit. Toot-toot!
Grab my shillelagh. We need to catch the steamboat. Oh. I have the score.
Yes, what is it, Peter?
Title retention, Lou.
Oh, fuck yeah. Grab my pocket, nigga.
Welcome to Paint It Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Lou Figueroa and Brian Katz and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
We are back with Paint It Black.
Yeah.
I am your host and judge, Pete. That is Brian over there.
What's good?
There is the reigning champ.
Oh, yeah.
Now and forever, motherfuckers.
Like cats on Broadway?
You know, I think for three in a row, you need to go on Amazon, buy me like a scepter and a crown.
Hold on a second.
That'll be a long cape.
You're a king.
Like... Let me say his name. Lou.
Yeah. Woo. Where's the fanfare, you know?
And we got a guest from Gareth's Random Ramblings podcast. We got Gareth.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, all good. No worries. Thank you for having me. It's going to be exciting and fun, I have a feeling.
We're recording this on 7:30 on Saturday here in New York. Where? What time is it over there? What day?
It is the 24th of April, which is a Sunday, and it is 9:29
in the morning.
We are talking to the future.
Yeah. He's a fucking time lord.
Not a lot happens. You'll be fine. Just be careful around about 3 o'clock this morning. That's all I'm allowed to say. I'm not allowed to say more than that. Just be warned.
Can you tell me the score in some games tonight? Put some money. I'll split it with you. I'll go halfsies.
I'm up for that. Let's go. Yep. What do you want?
So, Gareth, before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about your show?
So, pretty much I come from a broadcasting background, believe it or not. I know I sound like I've just woken up, but hey, kind of just did.
I thought you came from a land down under, bro.
Yeah, in New Zealand. So, and I decided that I had enough crazy voices in my mind that I should be doing a podcast, and my lovely fiance, soon-to-be wife, said, Yes, do it, because then you can stop talking to me in about three different voices and having conversations with yourself. So I did a podcast, and now she joins me as well in it. So it's very cool. And basically talk about the week's stories and weird news things that make me laugh and some really strange situations. So it's pretty much our podcast, really.
Oh, congratulations, by the way, with your wife.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Impending nuptials.
Yeah.
So did you do your bachelor party yet?
We're doing that in a couple of days.
So what kind of just like crazy New Zealand type of bachelor party are you going to have?
Yeah. When you mentioned a crazy New Zealand bachelor type party in Australia,
it's like some Mad Max shit, right?
Okay. I'm just saying, yeah, Shiva normally mentioned. Yeah. Brings a whole new meaning to the words Lord of the Rings.
But take the Lord of the Rings tour.
Was that, there's my lovely wife there.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can edit that part out later. It's fine. It's cool.
Yeah, loon post. Make it look, make it sound good.
So, yeah. So, other than that, yeah, no, I think we're going to be doing the classic Australian thing, you know, shrimp on the barbie, all that stuff. No, I think we're going go-kart racing or something. So,
that's awesome.
Should be fun. Nice. Should be fun.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us. And let's, why don't we start off? I should say from this point on, I will be scoring. Mm-hmm. So whenever you say something funny, you're going to get a point. Say something that falls flat, you get a dong point. And we'll crown a champ at the end of this thing. Let's see if Lou can make it a month.
Mm.
I think
I see the sweat coming down.
I'm dry as a cucumber, I think.
Dry as a cucumber. Mixing metaphors.
Yeah.
Cool. And cool and dry.
Anyway, Gareth, I know you tied one on last night, but we like to start our show off with a gentleman's drink.
Mm.
So let's get a little...
little drinking music?
Little drinking music. Very nice. We have a beer of the week here. And I took Lou's advice to heart, went with something a little different. This is a Saison. In honor of the nice weather, it's a nice summer beer.
Salute, Gareth.
Sirashi Ace from Brooklyn Brewery, one of my favorites.
Mm. It's actually really good.
Yep.
Good show.
Jolly
good.
As I said, I feel weird now because I'm sipping on a green tea. So I mean, it's bourbon. Yes, bourbon. That's what I'm drinking.
Why don't you break open a case of bourbon and just go to town?
9:30 on a Sunday morning. Yeah, bourbon. That's what I'm drinking. Yeah.
Well, we have an. It's after five here, so we're
looking to tie one on right now.
Oh, go for it. Yeah.
So, how was everyone's week?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a good story like I did last week. It's kind of lived this week.
No thoughts, musings, events?
Not really. It's been a light week, you know?
Gareth, you? Anything good this week?
Just been planning the wedding, to be honest with you. So it's been a lot of changes to stuff that we weren't known about, if you know what I mean. Like, we've had a few incidents recently. We were like, this is what we're going for our wedding. And people have thrown in their ideas. And basically, the wedding that we wanted is now kind of makes resemblance to how we had it before, but not really. So there's been a lot of drinking when I've been found out. We've had another change. What for now? Okay, fine. Sus. So as you can tell, I've been quite sloshed this entire week. So it's good.
Nice. The whole wedding thing, sounds exhausting to me. And the more I talk to people who are engaged in planning... the less I ever want to have anything to do with that myself.
Well, this is not my first time at the rodeo. So this is my second marriage. And I said to my partner, who I do love immensely, I said, look, all we need is like $500. You just go down to the courthouse, do it that way, you're done, plan to piss up afterwards.
Yeah, glutton
for
punishment.
But because this was her first wedding, she wanted to do the proper thing. So I was like, okay, fine, we'll do all that stuff. But when we had our first budget run through, and it came to close to, was about $43,000, I think it was at one point,
Jesus.
I kind of went, for one day, hell no.
Right.
No.
For one day, so, that if you do it right, half of your guests won't remember it.
Exactly. That's the thing. You argue about whether you're going to have the green napkins on the table or the red ones and stuff like that. And I was looking back at the weddings I've been to. I don't remember any of the fucking napkins. I don't remember.
Wait, weddings have napkins?
All I remember is sort of thinking, did I have my pants on at the end of the day? Yes, no, good wedding. It's fine.
Yeah. You know it's a good wedding when your only question is, how did I get home?
Who'd I marry? Exactly.
Well, who'd I marry?
Who'd am I marry?
My partner's sister's wedding once, and supposedly in the backseat of the car the whole time, I was so pissed I wanted to go to McDonald's. And I started making up songs and everything else like that. And it wasn't until the point of when I was in the drive-thru that Bex's mum, who was driving, turned around and told me to shut the fuck up. We're finally here. If you keep singing, we're not doing this anymore.
A quick question. Is there any like New Zealand-only products that McDonald's sells?
yes, there is. There is actually one. Yes, it's called the Kiwi Burger. Yeah. We're very inventive with our names. it's got... What is in it? What is it? I don't know if this is an inside joke, but I'm just like, yeah, I'll tell you about this thing. It's got everything, including like bacon. Eggs, bacon, lettuce, pineapple, beetroot.
Beetroot?
Yeah, beetroot. They basically just go through whatever's round of them, and there you go, done, sus.
Well, I wish I had a...
Oh, okay.
I wish I had a kiwi burger. That sounds dope.
It's like...
Yeah, it's a very good, I'm hungover, I need something to eat, and it has my vegetable intake for the day. Screw it, there you go.
Basically what you make on a barbecue before you go to McDonald's.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty,
it's like whatever you could fit on a bun goes on that thing.
and even then, sometimes it's just, nah, fuck it, just keep piling it in. It's fine. These will fit in the box, I hope. Just go. So, yeah.
So I went to a show last night for the first time in forever. Did you know... My friend's band was great, but did you know that whiny emo bands still exist and are prominent?
Oh, really?
Prominent?
Well, in the local scene, I guess.
Well.
Because there were three bands that opened, and they were all whiny emo bitch music, I would say.
Yeah?
A lot of whining.
What band did you see?
I forget their name. My friend's band. I'm new.
He is absolutely not saying it on the air.
No, I actually can't. It's best Moon something.
Ever. What's your band, friend's band's name? I have no idea. All I remember is the whiny emo people before.
Yeah, it's Moon something, and they're good. I actually enjoyed them. But the three opening acts sounded like the singers were singing different songs from the rest of the band. I was just really shocked to hear that this kind of whiny, complaining music still existed.
Why? There's a bunch of whiny, complaining people out there.
I Millennials, guess. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a filthy word. It's a dirty fucking word, man.
When do you start to become a millennial? What year were you born?
I think we are on the cusp.
We're like Generation Y, which is like the lamest. We're like 33 right now, Gareth. Gareth, how old are you, by the way?
31.
Right. Oh, so we're on the same.
Yeah, you're Generation Y, I guess. So.
Yeah, I don't know what the cutoff is for millennial.
I remember reading somewhere along the lines of it had something to do with the fact that if you grew up when the internet was at its peak, like you could actually go do stuff. Because so for New Zealand and Australia, it's probably going to be in about 3 years' time. But back when we had dial-up and everything else like that, you can't really call that internet. You know, I don't know what you guys called it, but you know, we had to have that annoying ringtone.
Oh yeah,
it sounded like fax machine. You know,
the boot up music,
Prodigy.
Yeah,
I don't know what you call it.
56K modem.
Yeah, mom, get off the phone. I'm trying to use AOL.
Exactly. Yeah, and we would have that in New Zealand. And as I said, I've said numerous times before, when you're a teenage male in a house full of mostly women, and the only access you have to the outside world is fucking dial up internet. Your porn takes so long. It's like pixel by pixel, maybe slight nipple, and that's about it. Really.
Yeah. Oh, by the time it loads below boob level on the photo, you're done.
Yeah, yo, these millennials don't understand. Like, you'd have to like go steal porn and like do things like to see them titties, yo.
Oh, you'd have to do all sorts of shit.
Catalogs, like, could, ooh,
Playboy. I don't know what it was like you guys,
but in New Zealand, you could start doing the deed just as you started to see a boob, and by the time you saw the nipple, you'd probably finished.
Oh, you nutted already.
It was fine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's too much. Couldn't handle it.
I brought it up a million times, though, but even, like, when I had a kid ask me about, like, a kid in the family, like, how do I talk to this girl? I'm like, just fucking text her, you baby. Like, back in our day, you had to call the house and talk to the scary dad.
Mm. Oh, God, yes. You had to
get her on the phone.
So, Papa Dukes, is your daughter home?
Yeah.
Oh, we had I grew up in a place called Gisborne in New Zealand, which is basically so I don't know what your knowledge of New Zealand is,
it's
but
like it's like your Compton.
What do you want to call it? People before the white guy arrived. That's so not what I was trying to say, but kind of. Are called the Maldives. So they're the big big guys, the, you know, they'll break your neck in half, and normally they are associated with some sort of gang. And where I lived, I was pretty much the only white guy in the town. Our family was the only real white one. And so my dad ran the bank, and obviously we have the dole, and most of them were on the dole. And so the way that I got out of my beatings at school was the fact of I would say to them, if you touch me, my dad won't give your dad his money for the dole, because he's the bank manager. And it was good until I realized that the money actually comes from the government, not my dad. And then I got my ass handed to me like every hour that day. It was great.
You got those residual beatdowns.
Pretty much, yeah. It's like, this was for like last week.
That but damn smart-ass white kid outsmarted us.
Damn him to hell. But what made it funny was that when you rang up, yeah, because as I said, normally they were gangs. They had the real thick accents. So, you know, you'd pick up the phone. You wouldn't hear, hello there, good sir. May I please talk to so-and-so? You'd be hearing, oh, your cousin, sweet is. No, who do you want to talk to? I'd like to talk to your daughter, please. Nah. She's up to talk to you. She's a waste of fucking time, cuz. And it's like, I'm just talking to your girl. I just want to see what the answer is for the homework. Okay, sweet is. Hey, Shandine, what's the answer for the homework? She says she don't know. It was like, that was what it was like. You're just like, oh great, thanks very much, click. And then you jumped on the internet to find it. It took you 4 hours to figure out what the capital of fucking Afghanistan was.
With your 56k Australian and New Zealand dial up.
Mum's on the phone and all of a sudden she's talking to like her mother or something like that, and she hears wing, wing, wing. Sorry Nana, that's the internet. Sorry. Stupid phones.
So apparently the indigenous, what I'm taking away, the indigenous New Zealand accent is very close to Hawaiian, it sounds like.
Yeah, like a little bit of Dog the Bounty Hunter in there. Yeah,
I got a little Hawaiian.
Yeah,
in
they
there.
Do,
Dog
they
the
do
Bounty
kind
Hunter.
Of come from the same area and region. Yeah, so.
Pacific here. Yeah. Pacific Islander.
Pacific here, yeah. Yeah.
All right. You guys want to get started, do some news?
Oh yeah, grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh yeah.
Alright, sorry Gareth. Probably blew out your eardrums.
What was it? When you had me turn the whole show up?
Yeah.
I didn't turn my iTunes on.
You wanted it louder, Lou.
Right.
Alright, let's kick off some news. Alright, we know... We have to acknowledge Prince died yesterday.
Right.
Oh, man. Doves were crying. Purple was raining.
Mm.
Sad.
There was a disturbance in the funk. I felt
a disturbance in the funk.
I'm mourning like it's 1999.
I couldn't even ride my little red Corvette yesterday.
I'm wearing pirate t-shirts. Like all around the house.
It is sad. I was never a big Prince guy.
No,
personally,
me
but, you know, what? Respect to talent. You know?
Yes, I acknowledged what he did. He accomplished a whole hell of a lot.
And he has good songs.
He just slayed bitches for like 30 years.
That's what I thought was most incredible. Not his music. It's like, you dress like that and you're still getting pussy? That's amazing.
Is it? I'm sure Guar's...
And he's 5'1", too.
Yeah. So
like that's...
Bro, I'm sure Guar has had a lot of sex and they're ridiculous. And they're not even as talented as that guy.
That's
Guar.
That's a gimmick, though. He went home and dressed like that.
And that was his lounging around clothes.
But he could ball, right. Bro. He could ball, man.
His Netflix... Like binge watching clothes were a velour crushed vest with a frilly lace corvette.
Right.
All
right.
So
and a waistcoat.
He dressed in like he was in the Shakespearean era, but
there's so many laces it takes him like 45 minutes to get dressed.
Yeah. Imagine if he needed to go to the bathroom, that'd be insane. I need to pee, hold on, let me just get rid of everything I have to wear.
Right.
It takes him 4 hours.
Right. He has to have his manservants disrobe his unlace my corset.
Yeah.
I must defecate.
He's definitely look
to wear the shoes he needed to not look like a midget. He needed to wear crazy clothes like that, like bell bottomed out velour, like
right, something to hide the lifts.
Suede, yeah. Like the guy was rocking it like a 4'9" or something like that. He was short.
Yeah. But respect to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I respect the man. Mm-hmm.
He really, really overshadowed China dying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny. I woke up, saw the news, China's dead. I was like, oh, that's kind of sad.
I actually was watching the news, and they were reporting on China, and they're like, the guy got the little thing in his ear. He's like, wait, all right, forget that, bitch. All right, yo, Prince just died, everybody.
It reminded me of when Farrah Fawcett died. It was like, you know, the big news. Oh, Farrah Fawcett's passed away. That's so sad. So, hold on a second. What? Michael Jackson's just died as well. Okay, let's talk about him all damn day.
My thought,
the
one that it reminded me of, which bummed me out, was George Harrison died. A Beatle died. And then a day later, Lisa Left Eye Lopez of TLC died. And everyone forgot the Beatle.
Right. What about the biggest one? It was Princess Di died like the day after Mother Teresa. Like, she's like, she's sainted.
Fuck that ugly bitch.
She took care of lepers. She was kissing them and hugging them, telling them it's going to be all right. She was lying right
there.
Face.
They were like, ooh.
That's why she died. Ew.
They were like, thank you.
Right.
I want to challenge you to go to a leper and like just take care of his wounds.
Well, obviously the kiss didn't do shit. A smooch.
She died.
Mother Teresa.
Have you seen a leper recently that I can test this theory on? I don't think so.
That's like a third world thing, I think.
No, we are in the first world here.
I'm pretty sure old lady kisses didn't do shit, though.
Like your grandma when you skin your knee.
Right.
Well, she did more than Princess Di. Princess Di was just famous.
She's like, you're a leper. Let me kiss your boo-boo. Make it better.
Princess Di was just...
Bring me, Ma, that skin knee, son.
Princess Di was just royal Kim Kardashian. That's all it was. Without a sex tape.
People liked her, though.
People like that Kim was Kardashian. The difference.
They like
that's true.
Their butt, maybe.
I'm sorry, what'd you say, Gareth?
I said, no, that's true, that Princess Di was like Kim Kardashian, except people like Princess Di.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
How big is the Kardashian, like, influence where you are? Like, you know who she is, but is she all over the TV and the news and all that?
There are times where I feel saddened for the youth of our generation. We know everything that she's doing. We know that, you know, oh my god, they've got a new pair of socks on. Oh well, who gives a flying fuck? I really don't care. But you can see little girls running around here going, oh, I've got the new Kardashian game, or oh, I've just spent this on a bag that looks like I could have made it for like $2. It's stupid, the Kardashians over here.
I'm waiting for is that the second porno she's gonna drop on us when
I don't want to see Kanye's dick. I'm good.
I'm fine with it. What's the difference?
In fact, the aforementioned China, the greatest dude. The worst thing she ever did for the world was show us X-Pac's dick.
Dude, Kanye West is so self-absorbed that he would fucking give himself the money shot.
Exactly.
I wouldn't waste it on you, bitch.
Well, I was gonna say he has. Before one of his albums, I don't know if you know this or not, but he did leak photos of himself in the studio with his dick out.
Nah. Yeah. That's not something I'm going to Google.
Is he packing or is...
No.
Didn't miss a beat.
Right. Yeah, he's not Conway South. He's...
Yeah. Well, not something I'm going to look up. Definitely not.
No, I had a girlfriend at the time that was very much into Kanye, and it was like, oh, look, I can see his dick. And it was like, right, you're that interested in the Kanye West dick? Yeah, it's the reason why she's an ex. So, yeah.
Well, it's surprising how often I have to say this whenever we have an international guest, but sorry on behalf of America for unleashing that beast.
Well, technically, oh, never mind. I was thinking of Kardashian.
Yeah, and thanks for 19 hours of The Hobbit, bud.
Hey, I got rejected for that movie. It seems like every other bloody Kiwi is in that movie, but I got rejected for it because I was too short.
You couldn't
play
a dwarf?
Looking for people that were over 6 feet tall.
Oh,
I'm 5 foot 11 and a half. And they rejected me because I was too short. And then the next day, they had the fucking cojones to then say, we couldn't find enough people over 6 feet tall, so we'll have to get some from overseas. I was like, drop it an inch. Just come on. There was like 12 guys where I was.
I mean, with all that movie? With all that CGI, you couldn't just fake a half an inch? Like,
yeah, right.
Exactly. And then all it would be my right arm in a battle scene, and it would have been me going, yay! That would have been about it. I would have been, that's me. Done. Thank you. I'm in the movie.
Do you know anybody that was in any of those movies, like The Hobbits or the Lord of the Rings franchise?
Heaps. Heaps. Totally heaps. I knew people that were in it and behind the scenes and everything else like that, and I still couldn't get a goddamn yell or something in the background of it.
I'm shocked. There
was, oh yeah, you guys know one of our world famous exports, the flight of the Conchords.
Oh
yeah,
love it.
Yeah, the great show.
Yep. Do you remember Prime Minister Brian?
Yes I do.
Yes, yep. A very great actor called Brian Sargent. This is just to show A, how small New Zealand is, and B, I kid you not a goddamn lie at all, I lived with him in Wellington for about a year and a half.
Oh, no shit.
He was my flatmate. And it was like, we were sitting there and we put the DVD on. And I'd forgotten that he was in it. Because And he's quite chunky. When he was at our house, he was quite skinny. He'd lost a lot of weight for a role. And I'd forgotten. So I'd hit play, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, he came on the screen. I was like, oh, shit. Sorry. He goes, no. Go back to the beginning, and I'll give you an audio commentary. So for about half an hour, I had him saying, that was shot there. This was here. That's fake bear. This was here. These guys are funny as hell. And all I was thinking was, I wish I'd recorded it, because it was the coolest fucking thing ever.
There's a podcast.
Yeah, I was like, So I did end up interviewing him for my podcast at one point. But yeah, it was very fun and just like so strange to see a guy that I'd seen on TV trying to hook up with a really hot blonde chick in a TV show called Outrageous Fortune, being there making a cup of tea. That was pretty much it. It was weird. It was very weird.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of Flight of the Conchords, and it's funny you're on now, because just the other night I watched the movie What We Do in the Shadows.
Have you seen the vampire flick with them?
I absolutely loved it. It's hysterical.
Yeah, that was shot around Wellington, where I used to live.
Ah, right. And that was my question.
Yeah, it was really funny, because watching that, like, I can sit there and watch it and be like, oh, that's cool. I've had coffee there. I have been there. That's fun. That's cool. And also... Just once again to show how small it is, my mum's works in banking over here, and she said that her clients were Jermaine Clement and Brett McKenzie. So my mum knows them by name and can rock up to them and go, hey bro, how you doing? Nice. And they'll talk and sit and relax. And I was like, mum, next time they're getting there to sign money or whatever, just slip them an extra blank piece of paper and say, oh, you need to sign this as well for the loan or to get your money out, and then just give it to me. Just give it to me. Come on, Mom.
Even better, make that a binding contract to appear on your show.
Exactly. I would be like, I don't care what I have to do. That would be amazing as hell.
Yeah, it's like, all right, Jermaine, you're legally bound.
Tell moms to hold Freezy account until they do that podcast.
Yeah. Be like, yes, Mom, you're no longer allowed to get your money. You have to be on my son's show. The worst thing is, if I said it to Mom knows him so well, they'd probably laugh it off and be like, oh, you're silly, Shelley. And Mum would be like, yes, I am. And then crying on the inside. I was being serious. I don't know if you guys would ever be able to get it. I possibly in this world of downloading. But there's a really cool movie called Goodbye Pork Pie, which they're remaking at the moment. And stupid story, and I'm sorry for going on a tangent here. But it's basically a group of criminals steal minis from around Auckland and travel down the entire length of the country. So it's kind of like a, hey, here's New Zealand back in 1980. Hey, look how backwards it is. But it's really funny watching that, because I don't know how you guys watch it with, you know, when you're watching TV shows about New York or places that you know. But, you know, they go around a corner and all of a sudden they're like four blocks over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah. In that movie, they go around a corner and they've gone half day down the country. It's like, that doesn't work. You don't rock out of New York and all of a sudden you just show up at Hollywood. You can't do that in a conversation.
There's movies set in Manhattan in New York City where they're in one neighborhood and then they walk a couple blocks and they're downtown. And you're like, that would take you all day to walk.
If you ever watched How I Met Your Mother, that shit is not even filmed in New York. It's filmed in California. So like when they're out in the streets, it's just like so not New York. When like
oh, it's really so apparent.
It. Yeah, it's like, wow, that's a really nice street right there, man. It's there's not people asking for money.
I thought that was just a set.
It's a set they built in California of New York.
I was gonna say
that's why it's so clean.
Yeah, it's like shit. This is a clean ass city.
But that didn't even look like a New York street to me.
It's not
because it's not. It's
but
not.
I mean, it's a set. They could have built anything.
It's made of plaster, Lou. It's fake.
they could have at least looked at fucking Google Maps something and drive by and gone, oh, I'm this street here. This is what I want.
Yeah, this is where that hobo camps out.
No cap into graffiti. What the hell, man?
I've had a hobo that I've passed by on my way to work every day since 2007, and I've actually felt justified not giving him a dollar ever because he's still there. Didn't help him.
Hasn't died.
No thanks to you.
Yeah. Well, I wish he would. So I mean, would stop getting asked for a penny.
I mean, for a penny.
A penny, you stingy fuck.
Who the fuck has change in this day and age? It's digital, bro. We got Venmo?
Yeah, send him a Bitcoin.
Yeah, dude, you got Venmo? PayPal? Sorry, bud. Get a job.
I agree entirely. Right now, tomorrow is Anzac Day here in Australia and New Zealand, where we remember the people that died in world wars and stuff, you know, so real somber day.
Yeah, you're very.
And outside the supermarket, they had the guy, just what you said, they had the guy sitting there with all the donations. I walked past, felt like a complete and utter twat because I didn't have any money. And I'm like, if you had PayPass or if you had bloody anything right now, took a credit card, I would donate like $20 right now. But you don't, and I don't have any money. And don't give me that evil eye that I'm a wanker. I know I am, but not that, that's not the point.
If I could ask,
mean and rude.
If I could ask a question real quick, what war did the Fighting Kiwis spend most of their lives on? Like what was the biggest war for you?
Yeah,
guys?
What's like your landmark war?
Yeah.
It would be Gallipoli, which happened in World War One.
Oh, now I have a lot of people
probably listening, going, "That's not the right one," because you know I'm awesome in New Zealand history. But Gallipoli would be the one.
Yeah, Brian, you're thinking of Thermopylae.
Right. Thermopylae.
That's 300. That's a different thing.
Because I counted the Battle of Minas Tirith. There was like hundreds of thousands of people dying in that. Like
you had Nazgul.
Yeah, bro, it was crazy.
I'm sorry.
Said, I don't think anyone at Gallipoli stood on the edge of it when there's Gallipoli. I don't think that happened.
I should also apologize that our knowledge of New Zealand is Lord of the Rings and Flight of the Conchords.
That's it.
Don't worry, I'm about to ask you if you've been to Central Perk, so it's fine. You can do whatever the hell you want. It's fine, man.
Central Perk doesn't exist, but I've been to Cheers.
Hey! Don't you hold your tongue, Mister. It exists in my mind and in my heart.
Yo,
Pete, shut up right now.
Oh yeah,
that's where everybody knows your name. All right.
Yes.
And they're always glad you came.
Sometimes you gotta go.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into this news story that I got here because we got off of Prince for a bit. But Cheerios upset a couple people with their stirring tribute to Prince. They tweeted out, "Rest in peace." Simple image, rest in peace. But they dotted the I with a Cheerio. And everyone lost their fucking mind.
Who lost their mind about what?
Prince fans lost their minds, saying, like,
he didn't eat Cheerios. He was a Honey Nut Cheerios guy.
Well, was he a vegan? Like, what the fuck?
Some of the tweets are like, "Hey guys, Prince dies. But please don't forget about Cheerios."
Who even cares?
People were pissed.
The Cheerios are just trying to give him a shout out.
They're demanding an apology.
Who, Cheerios?
The internet.
Cheerios should demand apologies. Like, get a life, dicks.
Exactly.
I would have liked to see a portrait drawn with multigrain Cheerios.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Do they have purple ones?
I would just like to know what Cheerios are. Isn't that like a breakfast cereal?
Cheerios here are exactly that. Breakfast cereal.
You don't have Cheerios?
Probably, but I don't really eat breakfast, so I'm not sure.
Oh, you know,
Cheerios over here is what happens when you go to a whorehouse.
Mm.
So
a whorehouse?
Yeah.
Is that what you call fucking?
Yeah, like a fuck cave, whatever, you know. You Cheerio. It's fine.
Cheerio.
Yeah.
Cheerio. God damn it.
I got to move to New Zealand. You got the sweet McDonald's. Cheerios is not lame.
Yeah, if you're in the States and you turn on your TV, you probably got 30 seconds before you get a Cheerios ad.
Hmm. Dude, people got mad at Cheerios for having an interracial couple.
That's true.
Yeah, they did.
How dare they mix black and white people and think they had breakfast together?
And then they're all uptight about Prince.
It's like, all
right. Get your message together, Cheerios.
Way to be progressive, Cheerios, and just kind of like be a cool entity.
Hmm. Exactly. I actually did title that one, Cheerio, Prince. All right, let's do another.
You're beat a point, somebody.
No, it's just funny with the never mind. Not worth it.
Cheerio there, good prince. Hello there.
There we go.
You got to do it with the accent, Garrett. Man. Come on, you got to do it with that.
Thank you, Garrett, for saving Pete's lame-o job.
I got you back, man. I got you back.
Appreciate it. It's the only reason I brought it up. See, we get it. All right, this next story is Gargamel has fallen on hard times.
The Smurf motherfucker?
Yeah.
He's eating mice now.
What happened to Smurfs?
Couldn't catch him.
Here, he just ate him out. The dead.
So, a man, I'm not sure where this story necessarily takes place, except a place called Maryville. A man was arrested after he wandered into a school wearing only underwear and socks. Went into a high school, tried to dismantle the fire alarm because, as he claimed, there were Smurfs in it.
Oh, yeah, he's on drugs, man.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of drugs?
He's Smurfed up.
Yeah. He's snorting Smurfs.
Get me the Smurf out of here. I'm Smurfed out of my mind.
Yo, I'm Smurfing.
Smurf that Smurf and Smurf, you mother Smurfer.
I am Smurfing balls right now.
That's taken both ways there as well, yeah.
Yeah, so he was promptly arrested, and police say that he was just speaking gibberish, but he was very adamant that he was trying to get the Smurfs out of the fire alarm.
Thank you very much, crazy man. Let's go to jail.
That's that whole story. Moving on. Let's do Sky Troll.
Sky Troll.
Sky Troll.
Is this going to be something that Garrett saves? Like...
The deep
I'm just for those spirit. Points, baby. I'm just for those sweet, sweet points.
Gareth, after he says a title, just say it better. All right.
I thought you meant like a sky troll, you know, like in the mines of Moria.
Oh, shit.
No, but...
they got greedy.
A guy has been playing, been trolling planes in Milwaukee.
Like you're trying to get the planes into an argument online?
Well, for 30 years, he's been doing this prank. He painted on his on the roof of his house, "Welcome to Cleveland," as people were flying into Milwaukee, causing many planes to constantly have people freaked out that they were going to the wrong location. Apparently, he's been doing this since 1978, but it only just recently came to light again because it's been circling the internet now.
The town's just not like, yo, just take that off your fucking roof, asshole. Like, you're freaking out airline passengers?
How freaked out would you be, though, if you saw that?
I wouldn't even give a shit. As like, long as the plane landed, I'd be more cool with it.
Well, you're terrified of flying.
No, but I'm saying, like, what's the worst that could happen? I'm in Cleveland?
Really? You didn't know that about Brian?
No!
Oh, yeah. Brian's scared to shit.
I used to just patrol the airways.
Huh?
I used to patrol the airways, and then I took a plane down to Florida, man, and it was
this like mighty turbulence?
JetBlue. And it's like JetBlue makes their shit out of Legos or something because their shit sucks. And the lights of the plane turned off, and we did a nosedive. And you know how, like, in JetBlue, they give you the altitude in miles per hour?
Yeah.
We were booking.
Saw the little map on the screen. It was like...
Yeah, we were rolling hard at, like, 38,000 feet. Yeah. And then after the dip, we were at, like, 23,000 feet, man. It was insane. I remember just the things turning black, then plane nosediving, and then one guy going, ah! Right? And then everyone else like, had a gasp, right? This one guy just like, looked like a bitch when the thing just like righted itself out.
Him.
No, you could ask PD. I was ghost white. I was sitting there like in my seat like, like, I thought I was dying, man. It was the worst. So, like, I took planes after that, and, like, every little bit of turbulence, I think I'm doing stuntman's free fall. I can't handle it. I'm going to have a heart attack on the plane.
We had to go to a bachelor party in Miami a couple years back, and Brian somehow convinced me, like, no, flying's stupid.
Road trip.
And to be fair,
well, road trip.
I think we had a way better time than the rest of them.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We just got home a day later.
Yeah.
Or two.
I'm all about road trips, but not because of scared of flying.
Florida, so you know, Gareth, it's a, from us, it's a like 2 hour flight.
No, it's like two and a half.
It's a cesspool.
Two and a half hour flight. It's a cesspool of scum and villainy. Yeah,
right. Never go to
Florida. I've seen the stories online. Yes, I would agree with that. Yes.
Yeah. Nothing but alligators and garbage people.
Right. And yeah, alligators, garbage people, and meth.
And meth, yes, Florida, don't forget the meth.
But the offensive line's cool. Yeah. That's like the 1-3 people crew. That's cool.
Right. Yeah.
And our friend Edler. Our friend Edler's down.
Nah, he's all right.
But it is a two and a half hour
flight. That amazes me, though, the fact that you guys can, you know, drive that far and it takes however many days or whatever. New Zealand, like the North Island, Auckland to Wellington, so takes up most of the country. If you're driving it legally, 7.5-8 hours. That's it.
Oh,
the entire country.
That's how long it takes to drive through Florida.
Yeah, it's a big place.
From top to bottom.
From top to bottom.
Yeah, it took us 8 hours.
Yeah.
From when we entered Florida to Miami, which is the southern tip.
Yeah, it's basically a day drive.
Yeah. It makes it funny. Like, I'm in Brisbane at the moment, which is on the east coast of Australia. To get to the west coast of Australia, it's an 8-hour flight. To get from where I am right now to New Zealand, it's 3. So you can go internationally and travel quicker than you can to go actually to the same part of your own country.
Right.
It's so to me, that means it's insane. But for you guys, it's probably like, oh, we'll fly to LA, and that's going to take us however many.
It's about like 5.5 hours.
I don't know the distance.
But was it? It's that far away. It's about 8 hour flight from you to the mainland of Australia.
Yeah, no, from where we are to go to the other side of Australia to Perth.
From
it's about 8 hour flight
from end to end.
Yeah,
I had a friend, his sister, did something in Perth, like she like worked there, and in it was Perth? Like yeah, in Perth. And Perth is like the boondocks of Australia or something like that. Like,
I've heard that. Is that
pretty
true?
Much.
I'm sorry. What'd you say, Gareth?
If you ever look pretty at the map of like all the population, it's basically all the populations around the outside because the inside's hot as fuck. But when you finally get across to about Perth, it like just blanks out, and then there's like a little dot where oh, here's Perth. That's where everyone is.
Okay.
So. You can see how someone would come up with the idea of Mad Max in this country, because you just basically go for an hour drive. Oh, look, we're in an apocalypse. It's fantastic.
Can I ask you a quick question? What part of Australia is Mad Max like talking about? Like, what's that, like the Glory Road or whatever that was?
Yeah, where's Fury Road?
Fury Road. That would probably be Perth. That would probably be around that area, honestly. Yeah. You've got Perth, which is the far away, yep, you're part of Australia, yeah, but you just go stay over there. And then you've got South Australia, which would probably be our Florida. So I'm never invited into South Australia now, but hey, I was never going to go there anyway. But yeah, I think someone once said if the world ever needed an enema, they would give it to South Australia. Ooh. So feel free to take that however you want, but yeah.
I would have said the Middle East. I think Australia's got some nice things going on.
Yeah, exactly. You got nice waters there.
Yeah, if you went to news and you were like Armageddon in the Middle East, you'd be like, oh, thank God.
Exactly.
Oh, cool. All right.
But the waters are nice. I've seen Finding Nemo.
I know, right? That's a good-ass movie.
I just came up with another Australian thing. All right, let's move on to the next story. A 63-year-old man named Donald Marvin was in trouble this week when he crashed into another car in Georgia because he was physically distracted while driving, according to a police report.
Georgia the state or Georgia the country?
State of Georgia. Mm-hmm. Right above Florida. It's like the pubes of Florida.
It's the more racist version of Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
Somehow.
So I would never go to Georgia because from what I can tell, it's all covered with zombies.
Yes.
So that's pretty much it, really, yeah.
Littered with zombies.
Florida's got Will Smith and Martin Lawrence blowing shit up. Georgia's got zombies. That's pretty much what I know about America. So,
you've got a good take on it. That's pretty much sums us up.
I would say Florida's more or less like Bad Boys.
Was it last time I was in Florida? Brian, you can attest. A man with an iguana on a leash tried to lure us into an alleyway. So it's not a nice place. Georgia? Don't stop in Georgia.
How did that go down? Oh, he just walked down the street. He's like, hello there, good sir. Would you like to join me in this alleyway with my fucking pet kid? What?
Well, we told the 300-pound black man with dreads that these white boys aren't going down that alley.
Yeah. He was trying to, he's like, you guys want to get into the good club? Follow me down this darkened path with no lights.
Yeah, guy with a pickup truck and an iguana. I don't think you know where the good club is. I think you're trying to rob us.
Yeah. Damn. Rob is like best case scenario. You boys were probably going to get raped.
Raped?
By the iguana. Yeah.
That guy sounds like he did time.
It's a pretty weird situation when that's the best case scenario. Yeah. Worst case, murder, maybe.
Right.
Other than that, you get a pain in the ass and I'll be able to walk white funny for a week.
Yeah,
just saying, which one would you rather have?
Yeah. Right. Worst case, I look at iguanas weird the rest of my life.
Right. Just hate. I buy them and kill them. Strangle them.
Anyway, back to the news story. So this guy was physically distracted while driving. I'll give you one guess.
Yeah, what's physically distracted?
I'm going to give you a guess. What that means?
You jacking it?
Titties.
We got jacking it.
He was looking at Kim Kardashian's sex tape or something.
Maybe because he was pants off beating it.
I'm not wrong. They may have been titties.
Is that a win for me on that one?
I am absolutely right. He was jacking.
He was jacking off in his car, and the funny part is, not the first time. This guy has multiple.
Once you're whipping it out and jacking it in your car, it's not the first time. You've christened that car before.
My question,
career carjacker.
He's a carjacker. Ain't no club for that, bro. Right.
As I said, that's a lot better than my one because all I was going to say is that brings a whole new meaning to the words driving stick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he drives manual, bro.
All day, every day.
Now, it reminds me of that Louis C.K. joke. You ever hear that Louis C.K. thing where he's talking about child molesters?
No.
He says, like, child molesting to a child molester must be the best thing in the world if they keep risking it. Like, the horrible legal ramifications of it in order to keep doing it. Is a car jerk the best jerk if this guy
absolutely
is risking himself?
You're coming on your steering wheel, more or less, right?
Well, I guess.
Unless you I mean, maybe the adrenaline, like, you know.
Oh, man.
You ever get roadhead?
I got roadhead before, yeah. Not while driving. I'm responsible. I parked that shit.
Well, that's like parking spot head.
Parking spot?
Yeah, that's not roadhead.
Yeah.
You got to be moving in a car to get roadhead.
You
got to
live dangerously, son.
I'm not trying to die. Yo, imagine how jacked your dick would be if you got into a head-on collision and that airbag popped with her on your dick.
Well, that's my point.
She'd be dead.
Roadhead.
That's good for me, but my dick would be jacked up.
That's my point, though. Roadhead, worth the risk. Because it's the best.
No, just park, man. No, it's like you're trying to pay attention to like street
laws. No, because you're getting somewhere faster and you're getting a blowjob. It's the best.
I don't know, Pete. Not with them little kissy blowjobs you get.
Hey, Gareth, you haven't listened to the show before. Pete gets a little just like weak, just little kissy blowjobs. Like, it's more or less jerking you off while she kisses the tip of your dick.
Yeah.
She's still touching it, damn it.
Practically. So... So what she's basically doing is like pretending it's like an icy pop or whatever you have over there.
Yeah, like, yeah, but she's not that into it like an icy pop.
No.
No.
Just Eskimo kissing that shit. Yeah.
Eskimo, like, just butterfly kisses. Just, yeah.
She's constantly looking up like, can we stop?
I had one of those weird things right then that I realized that I'm in a house full of women. My wife is just through the door. Her mum's over there. And we've got like a little 7-year-old girl running around doing something around here, and here I am talking about roadhead. Yeah. I was like, hold on a second, yeah. This isn't. I'm on a list somewhere, it's fine now.
At 10 a.m. too.
Well, I might as well ask you a question since they're all present. Has your fiance and you have done the deal of the roadhead on the in the Kiwi Islands?
Whatever. Kiwi Streets? You're going to get me in shit, man. You're going to get me in trouble.
Oh my God.
No. I'll be honest. I've had that. Not with my wife, though.
Okay. You should have just said your wife, man. Just not gotten in trouble.
But that's got to be a lot safer out there. Because it's all desert, right?
Desert?
I don't know. Right? It's all dirt roads anyway.
That's Australia in the middle, right?
Yeah.
That's not New Zealand.
I don't know what you guys' roads are like in America. I'm guessing they're like paved. Long and straight. Yeah. And like occasionally, like it's done.
Right. Congested and paved.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So basically, you'd have heaps of time to road ahead and just move a block, really. Just be like, I'm done. There you go. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I was in the South Island, and the roads there are, what's the word I'm looking for? Shit. asphalted to hell, and normally there's not much on there. And they're windy as whatever you want it to be. I couldn't think of an analogy. But it's insane. And yet my girlfriend at the time went, do you want to? And I went, there you go.
Well, zip, like, there wasn't flop, anything yeah.
It was basically, I'm done. Mm. So.
Quick question. How many people like live in Australia? I'm not sorry. New Zealand. Do you know?
Which one? Pick one. Pick a country, pick man.
The country you're from. No,
which Zealand. One, man? Red, white, blue, white. Which one?
tell you to shove that blue pill up your ass, Morpheus.
It was... Sorry?
I'm sorry. I'll tell Morpheus to shove that blue pill up his ass.
4.5 million, I think, was the last census in New Zealand. Man, in Australia, it's about 29 million, something
and,
like that. Like,
let me give you a rough estimate of like our roads. There are there's about 8 or 9 million commuters that commute in and out of Manhattan Island, which is like... pretty small. It's like maybe 8 by 4 miles wide.
Yeah, it's
long.
A small.
Yeah, so there's 8 million commuters in and out of that city every day, and there's only three ways in on each side. So that's how our roads are.
Only a handful of bridges, and that's the roads.
Yeah,
it's so bad. Like you may as well just walk it.
Sometimes
I've had cars can beat pedestrians can beat cars many times.
I've had dreams where I would just like light a match and light the bridge on fire, or like. Just...
I want a hyperloop, damn it!
That's insane. The fact that we mock in New Zealand the fact that we've only got like 4.5 million people, and you're like, there's too many people here. It's like you realize I could go outside right now and go into the middle of New Zealand, whether it be North or South Island, and not see someone for like 6 days, kind of thing.
Jesus.
Where in New York, if you sit on the corner and not see someone for 6 days, well, you're probably wearing a blindfold or dead or something like that, because that's not going to happen. There's people every which way. It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get actually nervous if you walk a block and you don't see a person.
It's like, whoa, man, what's is that a terrorist attack?
Yeah, exactly. 9/11? Yeah. Is there a 9/11 happening?
It's D-Day.
All, All I could think of was when when they shot the Will Smith movie, I Am Legend. They shot that in New York, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
They shot that in front of a green screen.
No, they did. They did some stuff where
they shot one part because they said that they had to like redub everything and like get rid of people in the windows because they're winding down the thing going, "Fuck you, Will! Yeah. I want to go to work, you wanker." It's
like, your son's boring.
Right.
That's true though. They had to close down streets and then like cut the audio and redub it. It was a.
And you know what the most memorable part of that movie was? That Batman Superman trailer. And apparently, a decade later, that movie sucks.
And a decade later, that movie was disappointing.
Yeah. All right, we saw that hair, and like I was like, I liked certain parts of it only because I'm not a huge comic book person, so I was like, oh look, it's Batman, Superman. But the way that they, I'm guessing you guys have seen it.
Oh yeah, I've seen it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Lou's seen it.
I haven't. I just
the
didn't.
Way. The,
just spoil
I won't spoil
it. Just
anything,
spoil it.
Just in case the listeners have.
No, we've spoiled
the way
it to
that,
death.
The way that Superman flicks it on Batman by saying that name, I was like, that's the laziest fucking thing. Even I went, what?
It's the worst.
Really? I was like, I'm gonna murder you. Jane's my sister's daughter's fiance's name. Oh, I'm gonna let you live now. It's like, what the fuck? No, kill him!
If I ever meet...
The whole day going, you're a prick, I hate you. Yeah, Jane. Okay, you're my best friend. Let's go kill someone else. That was just stupid. But,
yeah, let's go beat up Jesse Eisenberg now.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
No, but if I ever meet a Martha in real life now, I'm going to slap her. Just in principle. You ruined Batman!
You know what I did see, though? Flashpoint Paradox.
Great animated movie.
So good.
So good. Fucking good.
Might be my new favorite DC animated movie.
Amazing. Has everything. And it's a cartoon, and it's better than any live-action thing they've done.
So much better.
Anyway, let's do another news story. Mm-hmm. Let's do one out of England. British police busted a burglar this week. He broke into a secondhand store, robbed the place.
How?
Knocked over a bunch of shit.
Fucking clubs?
Yeah, they knocked them over.
The Billy clubs.
Big hats?
Talk about the bobbies? Laughing at the bobbies?
Do anything.
Well, I think what's more funny about this story is how they caught him. Sure. Apparently, during the course of the robbery, this guy knocked over a bunch of shit, including a paint can. Walked through the paint.
He followed the steps.
And ran home.
Oh, right. No.
So, don't have to spell that one out.
Jesus. Well, Pink Panther shit.
Exactly.
Dean, is that worse? Is that worse or better than back in the day when you remember those LA Gears had the fucking lights in the shoes?
I think they still do that.
Who even buys LA Gears? That's still a thing.
No, I think shoes in general. They still have kids' shoes with
kids
lights.
Kids do it, yeah.
Back in the day, I remember there was some people in California. They were making a run for it. Like they robbed the store, they ran away. But the cops caught them because they weren't LA lights, man. They were like, doo, 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 doo. They're like, just slowly follow them. Yeah.
It's like, just follow the noise of someone pumping up their shoes.
Remember that? That technology? Make you.
Technology.
That's
true. How is adding a balloon to the bottom of your shoes technology?
Yeah. Exactly. You're pumping up the tongue of your shoe. Yeah. You're not doing anything.
Gareth, don't lie to me now. How many pairs of those did you have and you pump them up and then you release the air? You're like, yeah.
Dude, I'm from New Zealand. The only way the express air out there is if you fart. Honestly, we didn't have those shoes until like probably like next year kind of thing.
Well, they're coming. They're going to be awesome, by the way.
I actually have a question.
You're saying that I'm from the future, and yet here I am going, we've still got dial-up. What the hell, man?
I actually have a question for you that we brought up last week. So you're in Australia now. Kangaroos.
Yeah, yes. Big dicks or what?
Big old floppy dongs?
Does the male kangaroo have a big wang?
Like, let's say 10 inches big?
And if so, is that a known fact?
To be honest with you, I haven't actually seen a kangaroo.
Wait, time out. Do they hop when they fuck?
According to the YouTube videos I've watched, yes. I'll just see if Bex is nearby. Bex!
Well, I think you're dropping the ball, just for the record.
Wife to be.
We live in America. I've seen bald eagles.
Oh, well, she must be downstairs. But the reason why I asked that is because she's a nanny, and one of the places she takes her kids is to a wildlife park where they've seen everything. Dingoes. Maybe some dingoes.
Kiwis.
More
she's,
dingoes.
My mom just went, here's your dingoes?
List of Australian animals. And fuck you. And just threw it away. That was it. I was like, shit, is something else there?
Wait, Gareth, Lou had something to say to you.
Yeah, she's bringing babies to dingoes. I mean, come on. That's dangerous as fuck.
Yeah, man.
She's asking for trouble.
It's called an afterdinnament. You'll be fine.
I thought dingoes were like your pirates. Like, you know, they were just like wanted dead or alive.
You can pay for shit with dingo pelts.
It's not a good pelt, man. It's just not. It's just, it sheds. It's raggedy.
You want to do one more news story?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Brian, I brought this one for you because this sounds like something you would enjoy.
Sex robots.
Sex. No, yeah. It's not a sex robot.
Pizza box.
On the same page, though.
Yes.
Yep. It's
got RC dildos.
Well, I'm sorry, what'd you say, Gareth?
Is it RC dildos?
Brian wants to fuck a robot.
Oh, yeah.
It's a well-documented fact at this point. He has dreams of fucking robots.
I'm sorry, do you guys not like technology? Like...
No, this is a weed story, bro.
I love technology, but I'm not going to stick my dick in it.
Yeah, but why it's wouldn't like... you want technology to eventually get to your dick?
It already has. Internet porn.
That's your hand.
Yeah, okay, fair. Good point. Yeah,
no,
okay.
Internet porn has never touched your dick. Your hand
No,
has.
But it's stimulated it.
No, your hand has.
You don't, like, just watch a movie and pop one? Like, just get hard?
I'm just watching movies and blowing loads. What do you mean? I'm just like, this is good.
That's why he got kicked out of when he went to see The Lion King.
It was frozen, I'll have you know. This
be pretty.
And you just let it go, let it go.
Let it go. Yeah, it took that to whole new meanings.
Yeah, you were like, hold it and jerk it.
What I meant when I said this story is for Brian, though, I meant this is a weed story.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Brian likes his weed.
His third favorite thing.
Yes.
What's my second?
Pizza.
No, I give it up.
And in a weird tie-in.
For Lent?
Not forever, man. It's okay. Dead.
In a weird tie-in.
Yeah.
This story happens in New Zealand.
Whoa.
Hey!
Are we gonna hear Gareth's name in this story?
Yeah. So a man named Gareth.
Somebody either.
Why not? Yeah, let's do it with that. With me, go. Man called Gareth.
No, Gareth, do you know where a place called Tarangi is? Tarangi, New Zealand. Tarangi. I don't know.
That's like Bumblefuck for New Zealand.
Can you spell it for me?
T U R A N G I.
No. Tūrangi.
Is that it?
Tūrangi. Yep.
How did I not guess Tūrangi?
Tūrangi? Tūrangi?
The word is Mordish, look, Pete. How didn't you get it?
Tūrangi.
Very much, we do come. There are places in our place called Whakapapa and Whakatane, which is interesting when you explain that to someone from overseas. No, Whaka means family, not insert penis.
Yeah, the one thing I'm
so
getting from this is I gotta go.
Go have sex with dad. It's fine.
The only thing I'm learning from this whole show is I gotta go to New Zealand, man. Everything seems kind of awesome there. Not a lot of people. Funny names.
I'm intimidated because my only contact in New Zealand is Gareth, and this guy, you know, he be drinking some bourbon, man. I don't think I'll die. I can't roll. I can't roll that hard.
All right. Anyway, this story. So the police in this area, I'm not even going to venture to say it again. Had I'm just gonna
pause and I'll say it for you. There we go.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw it to you whenever it needs to come up.
Yeah.
But the police in
Tūrangi
had confiscated a large quantity of illegal marijuana. And they brought it back to the station and they burned it.
And they smoked it.
No, they just burned it to dispose of it. Unfortunately, winds dragged the smoke into a local supermarket.
And the supermarket never had a better day.
The supermarket reached record sales.
Bro, we are out of Pop-Tarts. Do we have any more in the back? Bro, Count Chocolate cereal is sold out.
Entenmann stock flew up 500%.
Those little cookies are gone.
Little Debbie's gone. Gone.
I want to say that's the first time I've heard that story, but... My favorite one was that they in the west coast of the South Island where I used to come from, there's bushes everywhere, like in terms of it's native land. So obviously in there they have a lot of weed. Pretty much it's the only place I think in the world where weed is still legal tender. You'd be like, hey, I'll give you a ride, give me weed, done, there you go. But
gas, grass,
the cops would find the pots of it or plants or whatever, pick it up, and instead of taking it in their car or burning it there or whatever, they would attach it to a helicopter, which would then fly all the weed from one place to another through the bushes. And every year they're like, we keep finding more and more weed. And I used to say, isn't it because it's hanging underneath a helicopter, flying around in the air, knocking the seeds everywhere? Would that be the idea that's fucking doing it for you, policeman?
They're just pollinating the countryside.
Yeah, exactly. We keep finding all this weed. It's your fucking fault.
The more and more I listen to Gareth, the more and more I want to move.
I'm telling you.
You'd be like, West Coast being hanging in Tūrangi, you'll be everywhere, bro.
Just like, the bourbon is flowing, there's weed, there's no one there, really. It's just like...
Fly to the Concords are just all over the place. Fly to the Concords
at his bank, for sure. I could be like, yo, what's up, guys? You don't know me, but you did a show in my city.
And the funny thing is, they would probably sit there and just go, from what I've heard, they'd probably just go, thanks. Excuse me. Just like leave straight away.
They actually do seem like those kind of guys who just be like, yep, we did that.
You'd at least see Murray.
Murray.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for the news. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll play some games. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
News on the march!
The year 2014. Two best friends set out on a journey to produce the best content related to all things film. In 2015, they founded a podcast to share their passions with the world. From rants, lisps, and beer, to trailers, challenges, and premieres, Nick and Justin have you covered. Find the Epic Film Guys podcast at epicfilmguys.podbean.com and follow the show on Twitter. And we'll see you at the movies!
All right, we are back. Be sure to check out all our friends at hashtag Potter and Family. Mm-hmm. Check out all the good shows, including Gareth's Random Ramblings. Mm-hmm. And you guys want to play a movie game? Mm. Let's play a movie game.
Hey, turn that shit off. This is Paint a Black movie game.
Week in, week out. It's Lou a funny enjoys theme. That thing constantly.
It's a funny theme, man.
All right, Gareth, I'm going to explain this game to you. I'm going to give you three things. I'm going to give you an actor, I'm going to give you a genre, and I'm going to give you an object. And you guys are going to take those three things and give me a plot to a movie you would like to see. This week,
okay.
Huntsman Winter War opens, the movie everybody asked for, because the Snow White and the Huntsman was so good.
It's like Mad, what was it, Magic Mike without the stripping.
Without that Bobo-eyed freak, too.
The Channing hate.
I don't know why you hate that. He's, like, so beautiful to all the women.
Like, I'm just saying, like, his eyes are looking completely different directions.
You're the only one who thinks that way.
Like, that's it.
Everyone, you would give anything to look like that guy.
Listen, I'm not saying he's not a handsome dude. I'm saying... I don't want to look at him.
Yeah, I saw the movie Hail Caesar this week, the Coen Brothers one.
Yeah.
That dude can dance. And you might appreciate it because it put him in all sorts of gay situations.
He started as a dancer, right?
But he could tap dance.
That's supposed to be his life story, Magic Mike.
My fiance loves him and is like, oh, every movie we have to see. And I'm like, where did this fascination for him come from? And it was because of, the first movie he was in was Step Up.
Yeah.
Which was a very dancey thing. And she's like, I wish I could dance like that. I'm like, well, you want to look like Channing Tatum? Because this relationship would be over pretty damn quickly if you did.
According to Lou, because she'd have Bobo eyes that would look in opposite directions.
Exactly.
One's looking at me, one's looking back into New Zealand. Wherever she is facing, one eye is on New Zealand.
All right, so for this round, from that movie, I want Charlize Theron. Mm-hmm. I'm a Charlize fan. I want her in a horror movie. And throw in a police car.
Okay, so I'll start it.
You want to get it going?
Yeah. Charlize Theron, she's, you know, she gets pulled over and she gets put in the back of a cop car.
Horror movie?
All right. Yeah. She's put in the back of a cop car and the cop car just starts driving and it doesn't stop. And, like, she's like, you know, I've been driving way too long. Where am I going? And the cop car is just, like, telling her, shut the fuck up. The cop, two cops in the front, they're, like, basically messing with her. And, like, they're, it's one of those, like, psychological rides where it's, she eventually finds out that they're not a cop. They're not cops at all, and they're taking her for some joyride, and she's handcuffed in the back. She's all vulnerable, and they're messing with her. Like, they open up that little like window in the back, and they're like,
that's a taxi.
They have it too in the cops.
They have a cage.
They have a cage. Well, through the cage, then. I've never been in the back of a cop car. All right, you know, they're like messing with her. They pepper spray her. They're like, you know, they take her out, and they get out of the car. They turn all the lights off. They're just messing with her. She eventually picks a lock. She fights back. She kills one of them. She chases him. They chase her. Oh, the one guy chases her. I'm not going to let the, you know, spoilers, you know.
Right.
If she gets away or not. But, yeah, it's a psychological thriller with the back of a cop car.
Mm. That sounds real.
I would actually enjoy that kind of, like, that enclosed kind of horror movie. I like that shit.
It's something that you could just pay the actress.
Yeah.
Her to be in it. And then it's just like the budget is a cop car.
Right. Right.
It's two dudes in a cop car.
Right.
I was thinking, yeah, like Buried. Was it Buried with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, where he's in the coffin.
That low budget shit.
Yeah, that was all I was thinking. Was just that. I was like, that's pretty damn cool.
What's his best feature? Yeah. His face. Let's show that for an hour and a half.
Yo, Brian, let's keep talking about this and write this shit afterwards. All right.
All right.
This is a good movie. I like this idea.
All right.
We'll call it Cop Car. It's good.
All right. No, it's, yeah.
All right, Lou, you up?
Okay, this is gonna be a little tough because I actually saw her in a horror movie recently.
Which one?
I think it's called, like, Dark Places or something like that.
Don't know it.
Dirt Places?
Dark.
Oh.
Anyhow.
Derp Places.
Derp. Channing Tatum's in it.
She teaches the retarded.
Yeah. Derp Places. That retard strength is fucking scary.
And one of the retarded kids burns the school down, and he gets escorted away in a cop car.
All right. So, this is my thinking. Charlize Theron is the love interest in this movie, right, where this fat dude is infatuated.
Oh, no.
No, it sounds good.
He's fat as fuck, right? And then
he
eats shit. He kills people. Cop cars come swarming. Don't want to give anything away.
I'm angry that I had to give you points for including all the elements, but I'm definitely... Gareth, what you don't know is that is a long-running thing.
Yeah, I'm going to call finally bullshit. How could he get a point for that?
No, don't worry. Dongs have been handed out. I'm not going to give him benefits that you were not afforded.
It's like, last week he got a point for rat, 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 or something like that.
Oh, he was pissed about that.
I was pissed. I was like, yeah, you're going to just, like, okay.
Don't worry. I did this thing justice, and it will hurt him. It will hurt him down the line.
That's my movie.
Oh, yeah?
An original. 100% original.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Gareth, you got anything for Charlize Theron in a horror movie with a police car?
Well, I did until I heard the first one, and I went, damn, that's pretty much what I had. Damn! My original plan was it was a policeman, funnily enough, since it is a police car, gets a brand new police car, which has come from out of state, or whatever you guys want to call it. And for some reason, it was like a mashup between Knight Rider, but with Charlize Theron's voice in it. And as the plot progresses, she turns more and more psychotic and ends up running over people, praying in accidents, all this stuff, while this poor guy is in the front seat trying to drive the car, trying to control it, but he's not in control at all. Kind of like Phone Booth.
Phone Booth.
Yeah, like that, where he starts off, yes, I know everything, and then by the end of the movie, he's just a miserable crying wreck in the corner.
I like it, man.
I like that a lot. When your GPS is leading you down the wrong way. Like,
yeah.
The lady in your Waze app is just like telling you to make weird turns. Imagine that controlling the car.
And the next,
like,
and the next 4 miles, turn around, do U-turn, okay, run over old lady, fuck her up, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Honestly, if your GPS tells you to do an illegal thing, would you just kind of do it? You're just like, okay.
I actually think that Garrus' movie is the sequel to Brian's movie.
Yeah, right. Charlize Theron dies at the end and possesses the cop car.
Possesses the car.
Cop car, there we go, done.
Done, I like it. Well done, everyone awesome. But Lou.
my idea was solid.
It's wasn't even your idea.
It's a proven story.
It wasn't even your idea.
Let's do another round of this. Another movie came out this week called Elvis and Nixon. This is very
boring,
deep cut movie about when Elvis met Nixon. But it has
that's just a meeting.
That sounds boring as fuck.
Well, he made him ahead of the what was it? Drugs and alcohol and firearms or whatever.
Why would he make Elvis ahead of any of those?
Or an agent of?
That's why he died of drugs.
Made him an agent of?
Right. He was like, I don't got to pay for fucking blow no more.
This movie has two actors I enjoy, Kevin Spacey and Michael Shannon. Oh. I like Michael Shannon.
Who the fuck is that?
Michael Shannon.
Is Zod.
Is General Zod in Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
He's agent.
I got it. Boardwalk, you know.
Boardwalk Empire.
Right.
He did that Funny or Die video where he read that sorority girl's letter.
Yes, that is actually underrated. That should
be really fun.
That should be viewed by a lot of people.
Yeah.
All right, so I want Michael Shannon. He's in a teen comedy involving a burrito.
Involving a burrito?
A burrito.
All right, Michael Shannon, he's the dean of this college, right? And his deal is that, for whatever reason, he's just eating burritos, so I get that out of the way. So there's this like cool like frat on the campus, and he's just kind of like weirdly like ominous but cool with them. He's just like, so you guys are having a blowout party. I used to do that too. It's pretty cool. I'm not a burrito. And he kind of lets him get away with murder, and eventually the frat gets a little too out of control, and he has to like lay down the law. And what you didn't know was Michael Shannon's a goddamn maniac, and he kills them all.
This is in your teen comedy?
Funny. He kills them funny. I forgot you said teen comedy. Michael Shannon's so serious, you know? He's just like...
It's like explosive whoopee cushions or something?
Is he the fucking Joker from the 60s?
Yeah. No, like a kid lights up a bong, and he's like sitting there, and he's just putting like anthrax in it. Like, you know.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
I don't know. Acts of terrorism.
Yeah, so funny. Yeah. So funny.
He goes and he rapes a sorority.
This just gets funnier and funnier.
Eventually, they handcuff him and pull him out, and he's sitting next to Charlize Theron in the back of a cop car.
You're only hurting yourself at this point. Yeah, Cop Car 3. We have the whole
Shannoning.
Straight to DVD.
The Shannoning. We have the whole series mapped out right now.
All right.
Lou, you want to go?
Yeah. Okay, so this is, it's for teens, but I'm going to say it's for all ages, too. Anyone can enjoy this. It's Michael Shannon as the Punisher in Punisher v. Deadpool. Laugh Riot. Ryan Reynolds reprises his role. A lot of explosions. Punisher gets his hand blown off, starts jerking off again. You know, the usual. Oh, sorry.
This is not your game today.
Sorry, I meant Deadpool. Deadpool gets his hand blown off.
You know? I was going to say, when does the Punisher jerk off?
No. Because he jerks off with that little baby T-Rex hand.
It's going to feel huge.
Yeah, Deadpool too. Michael Shannon is Punisher.
There's only one Punisher now, and that's the dude from Walking Dead. And he's awesome on that Netflix show.
He is good. He could come down on the hair a little bit, but yeah.
I don't mind the hair. All right, Gareth, you got anything for this one? We got Michael Shannon in a teen comedy with a burrito.
Maybe. But maybe. I don't know. I've just typed out something while you guys were talking, and I don't know if this is going to sound right, but screw it. So, Michael Shannon is the dean of a local high school, which is going under. You know, so he's trying to think of ways to sell... make money for the school, so he sells his family's world famous burrito recipe to make money. But then his brother is held for ransom and by the other school, and then when the shenanigans begin,
give him a point.
He needs to get the recipe back from big corporate America burrito maker companies. It's Michael Shannon in Burrito Brothers.
I love it.
That's the thing. Boom. I forgot to mention.
If the NES made a Spanish version of Mario, it'd be Burrito Brothers.
But I figured it was it was a given, you know. Deadpool, he's having chimichangas and burritos and all that shit.
No, I got that.
All right, good.
But his was better.
I'm not saying it wasn't. Just saying I forgot to mention the word burrito.
Well, but it was that's implied. A dong.
But, but it was implied. Deadpool and Mexican food, it's there.
And Brian, don't worry.
It's a chimichanga, by the way.
You weren't even there.
I heard the gist. And it was fucking chimichanga, by the way, Deadpool.
He didn't hear the gist.
Pete?
No, he's right.
Chimichanga.
I said chimichanga.
It's not a burrito.
The truck that has them has both.
Look, the thing that I took, the only thing I took away from your thing was the Punisher jerks off. That's all I caught
no,
on.
No, no.
You know, honestly, he does need to alleviate some steam every once in a while. The thirst for blood is thick with him.
He might be a calmer man. Let's do one more round.
You think the Punisher jerked off, he stopped killing people?
No. No.
So he would... Wouldn't that just make him punishing himself?
Yeah. He's, I'm going to punish you so hard. Talking his dick like,
I deserve this.
I deserve it. He puts on a glove with a skull on it and just jacks off. Yeah.
I killed the mob boss.
I was going to say, how do you
I
think,
deserve this.
How do you think the skull got on that uniform?
He blew a load and just looked like a skull. It's like, works.
Yeah. Give me head, skull. That'll do.
All right, we'll do one more round. Let's do one more round. Mm-hmm. We got from no other movies came out this week, so from nothing in particular, but I heard an interview with him that I found interesting. Andy Samberg.
Okay.
From SNL.
Right.
He's in a high-speed thriller with a teddy bear. With a teddy bear.
I'm going to say Andy Samberg is in this mashup comedy because that's a thing now. Speed meets Ted. And so he's got to keep this fucking school bus going or else there's going to be stuffing all over the place.
He's yelling, "Who wheels on the bus? Go round and round, round and round." Right. Keep singing, kids, or we're going to die.
All right. Yeah. Lou, short, to the point, but mm-hmm. I like it. There you go. You didn't redeem yourself, but whatever. Brian, you going?
Andy Samberg, what was the thing?
Teddy Bear, high-speed thriller.
High-speed thriller. Okay. Andy Samberg is a Jewish guy?
No shit.
He has a teddy bear, and he is on a plane, and he thinks that the plane is... You know, something on the wing.
I can always tell when Brian's struggling.
Something on the wing, and he's like freaking out. There's a teddy bear on the wing. And, you know, the lady's just like, yeah, I saw the episode of Twilight, man. Chill out. And that was the end of the SNL skit that never aired.
Wait, this is a movie.
A movie? Look, man, why you gotta interject, Lou? All right, like
you had to tear my shit apart last time.
You were like, I'm gonna borrow from Brian.
No, the burrito thing.
The chimichanga guy.
You tore it apart, though.
All right, I deserved it.
You opened the door.
Goes look, ways, Gareth. Only. Gareth, can you save that? Can you,
no? Well, I was gonna. My one would be Andy Samberg is the U.S. president.
Okay.
He's on a plane, sadly, because he swiped it from me. And something happens. There's some sort of hijacking. Basically, it's a remake of that Harrison Ford movie, except it's called Bear Force One.
Bear Force One.
A teddy bear that has all the information in it, which is in his daughter's teddy bear, which they don't know about until afterwards, because then, yeah, that's why. I'm thinking of now. Yeah.
He said it with so much conviction.
Points
you can't finish the sentence. Just go.
Done. Get off my plane! Or he tickles him.
Points were coming up with a title on that one. Bear Force One.
Bear Force One.
I like it. All right, let's call that a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's done. Let's move on to another game. Let's do Perfect 10.
Up next to the dance floor, Painted Black presents the Perfect 10.
What, no extended version?
Do you want?
No, we're good. We're good. No.
Up next to the dance floor, Painted Black presents the Perfect 10.
describe your best day. Do whatever. If it's the best day, then you'll be the winner. Perfect Dan over me. Ooh, blue, it's longer. Perfect Dan over me. I hope you're happy. Perfect Dan over me.
Oh my god, stop it.
I forgot how bad that was.
I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry, guys, but our internet died then. Can you play that again one more time? I'm really sorry about that, you know.
Up next, the dance floor presents the perfect 10.
Cut it! Cut it off! Stop that!
Right, I got it. So, you know. Describe.
All right. Yeah. Oh, that's enough of that.
Well, I know you haven't listened to the show, Gareth, but the original one I played, you know, it was short to the point. Segway. You know, Segway is.
Indeed, yep.
Lou's like, can you make that longer? I'm like, well, what do you mean longer? Like, you know, just make it longer. Like, okay.
And we ended up with that.
Yeah, it's like, well, you gave me no ideas for longer. Like, longer.
No. You basically acted it out in front of me, and I'm like, that's exactly right. I didn't tell you to do that shit in 3 minutes, though.
let's play this fucking game.
Okay.
We're going to play this fucking game. All right, perfect 10. I give you guys a scenario. You each get 1 minute to describe your perfect day in that scenario, which is good. This week we have three guys in solid, steady relationships, because today I want you to describe your perfect time taking your lady to dinner. Who wants to start it?
Well, I mean, Lou, you're the cheap guy, so you might as well start. It's going to be pretty brief.
Yeah.
You want to go?
Uh-huh. Go. All right, so we go to this fancy schmancy restaurant.
And it's free!
I spare no expense because, you know, that's me. Classic Lou.
He's wearing his best pajama pants.
Yeah.
Shoes to get in here?
The ones that look like a three-piece suit. And, you know, we get in no problem. Get our food. It's great. It's delicious. Hey, turns out we're like the 100th customer. It's amazing. Free food. I'm like, you know what? I had the bills to pay for it anyway. I just start making it rain. Everybody's loving it. Everybody. They just go nuts. Like, we love you, Lou. You got such a big day, good man. I'm like, I don't know how you figured that out, but you're right. You're so right.
You see the outline through the sweatpants you're definitely wearing.
Right. It's like, that looks like a fucking kielbasa, Lou. I'm like, I know. It's it's a big responsibility and a curse. I feel like Spider-Man.
I'm stopping you there.
So Lou has a big dick in this dinner. That's basically the gist.
With a big dick comes big responsibility. You know?
Only if you sling it weird.
Like, Uncle Ben taught me that one.
Shut up.
The Rice Man?
Yeah. No.
The rice guy.
Spidey's Uncle Ben. I got you.
Yes.
Brian, I'm going to turn to you for this.
All right. Took him too soon.
Just one more time, what it is?
Taking your lady to dinner.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. So we're going out to dinner, and it was the perfect time to get dinner. I took her to the perfect place to get dinner. She didn't complain one time. She ordered the cheapest thing on the menu. No drinks. She's like, "I'll drive home. You get drunk, Brian." I'm like, "Fucking thank you." So I'm knocking back all types of these like crazy drinks, and we're having dinner, and she orders the salad because, you know, she's trying to stay fit, and I ordered like two steaks to even it out because I want to tip the guy good. He did a good job. So while we're doing this, I'm like, you know what, babe, let's just go a little crazy. So we order a flight of tequila, and we start taking these tequila shots, and the table next to us is like, "Hey man, that looks great." And I start doing table shots to these guys and girls, whatever, and Jillian joins us, my girlfriend I should say. And, you know, we wrap it up. Basically $1 million. What?
Then you're done.
$1 million.
I was struggling to see where you were going at the end there. You had like 5 seconds left. I was like, this is going to turn into him ditching his girlfriend and having drinks with the guys at the next table.
No. That's why I was just like, all right. And Jillian came with me. So I was just ditching her.
All right, Gareth, you got 1 minute. Tell us your perfect time taking your lady to dinner.
All right, so we would go, because I'm rich now, so we get on a plane, we land in New York, it's the middle of December, because she'd love to go to Rockefeller, to do the ice skating. So we take it there. And then after this, we go to the nicest restaurant that's in town, which of course is insert whatever name wants to pay you the most here. And we go and have a romantic dinner overlooking the harbor, seeing the Statue of Liberty in the fair distance with a nice bottle of wine beside us. All lovely times while we're having lovely people beside us playing violins and all orchestral music. Of course, I don't have that much money, so it probably would end up just being something to do with boobies blowing bourbon. But other than that, it'd be fine.
I'm giving you a point for summing that up.
The three Bs.
The three Bs.
The three Bs. Boobies, blow, and bourbon. Done.
The New York experience.
Yeah. Gareth, you should start another podcast.
Forget the subway rat. It's just boobies and blow. Just...
Gareth, you should start another podcast called Boobies Blow and Bourbon. And I feel that that would be the number one podcast after a month. Just because everyone who read the title would be like, well, I like one of the three.
I like one of those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
If not all.
Yeah. I mean, it's really a power play of awesome.
I'm taking that idea. I'm stealing it right now.
trademark Gareth from.
Yep. Maybe a theme could include some sound bites. Some sound bites that are just like.
Some goddamn Gila monsters out here,
right?
I can't believe I laughed that high. That was weird. Must be the blow of the boom. I'm sorry. That was weird. That's my equivalent of snorting. You know when you laugh so hard, you just do that when you're doing it. Yeah. Or I don't know. What you guys call over there if it happens, but you know. I call it elephant sealing. You know when you're laughing so hard and you can't breathe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Been there.
Doing the elephant seal? Yeah, so you're like...
I like that name. I'm using that from now on. All right, we got another game set up here. Word association. Simple game. I'm going to read you five words apiece. Every time I say a word, I want the first word that pops into your head. And pay attention to the words.
Bourbon. Oh, sorry, too soon?
Boobs.
Boobs.
Boobies, blow.
Blow, sorry.
Lou, I'm going to start with you. Ready?
Yeah.
Enchilada.
Deadpool.
Jimmy Changa, motherfucker.
He's a Changa man, son.
You can't count away, you know, every Mexican food.
You're right. He loves Jimmy Changa. Right. I'm sorry. He loves enchiladas. I'm sorry.
Ready?
Yeah.
Loud.
Brian. Mm-hmm. Too fucking loud.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here.
Tequila.
Tila?
Boo.
She sucks.
I didn't say she was great.
Slow.
Brian.
He's a very Brian-centric.
He's just got a taste.
How
of,
many a taste times of can Down you answer in... with me? Whether it be the movie game or just the
we
word.
We got one more word. We got one more word. Let's get through it. Mullet.
It's Brian.
All right, that was magic. No. That was magic what happened right there.
I didn't even let him finish.
Brian. Even though
I'm going to give you another shot. Ready?
Yeah.
Mullet.
South.
South. Lou, yeah. Where was I when I wrote these words?
Let's see. Mullet, enchiladas. You were at that restaurant you went to.
That's correct. I was at a Mexican restaurant where, for some reason, all of the waiters had Ronaldo mullets.
They were Mexican mullets?
Well, they're stuck in the 90s, the Mexicans.
It's a weird phenomenon. They all have that spiked up on top, long in the back, trimmed on the sides look.
Party in the front. Business in the front, party in the back.
My friend Keith, who was on our video game show, informed me that that was a hairstyle Ronaldo, the soccer player, rocked for a bit.
He don't rock that shit ever.
Or used to. I don't know. That's all I got.
Damn.
The man is gorgeous.
But we had a full conversation about mullets. Brian, on to you.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yes.
Filthy.
Hispanics. I'm looking at Lou, though. I didn't want to say that.
Rambling.
Old people.
Cigarette.
Just old people. Just.
Yeah.
Sidewalk.
Walk.
Scary.
Just uneven boobs. Scary boobs.
What kind of person was I looking at as I wrote these words?
A hobo.
That is correct.
Oh!
That is correct.
I would have said like Meemaw.
I was looking at the guy.
Look, I've seen Pete's mother, and no way does his grandmother look bad. I bet his grandmother's a sexy grandma.
Well, I didn't say his grandma. Well,
I get these genes from somewhere.
Mm. As you were doing that list, I'm sitting there thinking, Me? 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 Oh, shit!
I was actually sitting in my car looking at the homeless man outside the 7-Eleven bumming cigarettes off of people, and then he's made a child cry.
He had any even boobs?
Well, no, he said scary.
He didn't have enough bourbon or blow for the boobs.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
He didn't have bourbon or blow. How could he have boobs?
Right.
No.
All right, Gareth, ready?
See, now I just really want to just go boobs, bourbon, or blow, like one of those words, and just do it for this one.
You should just do it. People give you 3 points.
Done and done. Yeah.
Not true.
Absolutely.
First word that pops into your head. Zero hesitation. You ready?
Yeah, man.
Sword.
Ouch.
Zombie.
Killed.
Dead.
My comedy career.
Oh, I got one for you. Boobs.
Tasty.
Bourbon and blow.
Bourbon and blow.
And finally, magic.
Poof. David Copperfield. I don't know why the fuck I said that.
Great. Whoa, it's magic.
Now using
you know. Yeah.
Live and believe it's not so.
Using those five words, though, what television program is on my mind when I write these words? I'll give you a hint. It's relevant this week.
This week?
I was going to say, the only thing I could think of is like Fear the Walking Dead or I Zombie or something like that.
I did say zombie, but the correct answer is Game of Thrones.
Zombies?
They're coming back on this week.
Yes.
I didn't know they were technically zombies, though.
Yeah. Well, the last season had a ton of undead.
I've only watched like the last two seasons. Oh, the first two seasons. So
if you go down the list, every one of those words makes sense for those looking at me crooked in this room.
I don't care. I'm not looking at you crooked.
I missed it up. I didn't get the right answer.
Boobies?
No, Gareth, yeah, you're so cool. Pete cheated you.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Instead of boobies, you should have said incest for that show.
Yeah,
I didn't want to give it away.
Titties, dong hanging.
Yeah.
The North,
poison,
Westeros.
I'm sorry, yeah. Swords, boobs, and magic didn't give it away. I don't know what will.
Ginger Minge.
All right, what do you guys want to do now? We could do our quote game, our impressions. That's tough. We could spin the wheel. We could close it out. What do you feel like?
Well, how long are we going?
I'm gonna have to play devil's advocate here, or the real rude prick guest, you know, the one that comes over to your house and messes up your room and fucks off before cleaning up. But I'm gonna have to go soon. I'm really sorry, guys.
I've got to go for an hour
drive to pick up more wedding family members, and I've just realized what the time is.
Well, that's why.
So, do you have like another like 5-6 minutes?
Well, yeah, mate. I can do 5-6 minutes. Yeah.
No, so let's close it out.
Yeah. All right, so let's do the last game.
No, we'll close it out. Yeah. It takes five, 6 minutes to close it out, so yeah. I'm glad I asked.
All right.
All right, so I will tally up these points now. Mm-hmm. You guys talk amongst yourselves, and I'll tell you who the winner is.
Gareth.
So do you guys like bourbon, boobs, and blow?
I love them. Triple Bs. BBs? No, BBs.
BBs.
Gareth, I want to say that you were a welcome surprise to the show. You came out of nowhere, left field, literally, to be on the show today, and I think you did great. And I want to have you back on in the future, definitely.
Oh, anytime. Honestly, I must admit, when I sent out the tweet, when it was asked, I was like, yeah, I've got nothing planned to do. And as soon as you guys said, yeah, come on in, I'm like, shit, normally in this situation someone else jumps in and you guys go for the other guy, but it's me. Oh, fuck.
The only thing I got to say is
it's been a lot of fun, guys.
Next time we should do it at 9 a.m. here so that he's at like 7 there and he can just start just pounding bourbon and booze and whatever he needs.
We're still going to be getting drunk, though.
Oh, no, I'm going to get fucked up.
By the end of it, I'd be sitting there just like, yeah, making up less sense than I do right the second. They'll be busting out all the moldy words and everything. It'd be great.
Well, I got our totals here. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
The champ has been unseated. Blue comes in at 19 points.
That's a low score.
Is that a lot?
The dongs hurt you, my friend.
You got dongs all over your face.
You got donged hard.
Yeah.
You would love that, wouldn't you?
Now, the second and first place winners were at 23 and 24 points apiece. Brian, I'm sorry. Gareth stole it with his game performance in the movie game. Mm-hmm. Gareth, congratulations. You are the champ this week.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much. I'd like to thank my Brian. Lawyers. I'd like to thank Bourbon. I'd like to thank
Roy, Gareth, we're going to give you Gareth, we're going to give you 20 seconds to say whatever you want to say. So just, you should say that for a second.
Yeah, that's how we close out. So. Yeah. Why don't we close out the show? Gareth, tell us, how do we find your podcast? Where do we look that up?
Awesome. iTunes is probably the better place to go for, and it's Gareth's Random Ramblings. Or if you want to check out the website, it's garethsrandomramblings.space. Not because I know anything about space or anything. It was just a fuckload cheaper than a .com. So, done.
Good reason.
There we go.
Dot space.
Wow, it's going to be good in the future.
It will.
Yeah.
It will. As for us, find us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Don't forget our live show on Mixlr coming up May 28th. Our pay-per-view or our free per listen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Coming up soon. Next week, we got Stan and Shane from Big Papa Podcast coming on. Mm-hmm. Week after that, we got our old pals, the Goon Squad from Gooncast.
In a tag team match.
Tag team matchup.
Sleeveless Plaid coming out, and Lou's going to...
Lou's going to guest.
Lou's going to judge. First time ever.
He's going to guest host that one while I compete. So... that should be fun.
Yeah.
And week after that, we got Josh from Bold and Belligerence coming on here.
Yeah, man. It might be his first show that's not Bold and Belligerence, so we might be popping a cherry.
Might be.
But he's got a new attitude, though. So.
Oh, it's a new attitude,
I've
Josh.
I've got high hopes.
Glad to have him on. Yeah. Love that those guys. They've been good to us. Mm-hmm. So that's about it.
Anything don't forget to listen to us on Radio Vegas.
Radio Vegas. Rocks.
Who have got like so many of our friends.
Yeah.
It's us, Bold and Belligerent. Big Papa just joined up.
Mm-hmm.
Lo-Fi Show, I believe. And Offensive Line is on there. Basically, like all our closest, you know. Mm-hmm.
A lot of good shows.
Yeah.
Check them out.
Yeah.
We got some upcoming guests we're hoping to nab from there. So let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. All right, Gareth. We're going to close out the show. You get 20 seconds to say whatever you want in closing. So, Brian, play that music for him. Go for it.
I've had such a blast, guys, today. Thank you so very much for letting me be on your show. I hope everyone out there has enjoyed me and can actually understand the words that are coming out of my mouth. Thank you to everyone. And do I get a certificate for beating me number one? Or
I'll tell you what, we will send you a photo of the belt. We have a championship belt.
I'm up for that. It'll be on my wall as well with pride in the corner. That'd be fantastic.
Nice.
Well, thanks again for joining us. We've been Painted Black. Close the door behind you. Never be shit. You'll dig your own ditch. Dollar is a gangsta belt. It's not.